Authorities say all the passengers and crew from Amtrak Train 188 are now accounted for. W8YY's Tom McDonald reports service won't be back to normal until next week.
Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Derek Sawyer says a specially trained dog sniffed out the remains of an eighth person killed in the crash.
We utilize our hydraulic tools to open up the train a little bit more so that we can reach the person and we're able to extricate that person and have them transported to the medical examiner's office. Once again, this was a great coordinated effort.
Mayor Michael Nutter says the grim discovery effectively ends the days of tracking down each of the train's 243 passengers and crew.
All individuals that we had any reason to believe were on that train have now been accounted for, and we know their whereabouts.
Now the National Transportation Safety Board investigation can move ahead at full speed, along with the efforts to restore train service between New York and Philly. Amtrak CEO Joe Boardman says in addition to replacing track, crews have to replace overhead wires. He says some trains could be running again on Monday, with a full schedule more likely for Tuesday. National Transportation Safety Board officials said Wednesday this crash could have been prevented if this stretch of track had a safety system in place known as positive train control. PTC automatically slows a train going into the curve like the one where the train derailed. Amtrak's Boardman is vowing the system will be in place soon throughout the Northeast Corridor.
And we spent $111 million getting ready for positive train control. We had to change a lot of things on the corridor to make it work. And we're very close to being able to cut it in. We need some testing done on interference with the 220 megahertz radios that we're dealing with. But we will complete this by the end of the year.
Boardman says when the PTC is in place, Amtrak will probably be the only railroad in the Western Hemisphere to have it installed. As for this crash, it could take a year to have a final report, and Philadelphia officials are not ruling out the possibility of criminal charges against the train operator. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.